Australia's recently announced National Electric Vehicle Strategy is a significant step forward in the country's efforts to reduce carbon emissions and combat climate change. The strategy seeks to impose a fuel efficiency standard on new cars and encourage the uptake of electric vehicles in order to cut 3 million tonnes of carbon emissions by 2030. The new strategy has been hailed as a major turning point for Australia, which until now had lagged behind the rest of the developed world in implementing energy standards and emissions reductions targets. Prior to this announcement, the only developed countries without energy standards in relationship to the transport sector were Australia and Russia. While the specifics of the CO2 limits are not yet determined, the announcements of their implementations mark an important shift towards a more sustainable future for Australia. The government has indicated that it will work closely with industry and other stakeholders to develop and implement the new standards, with a focus on promoting the adoption of electric vehicles and reducing the carbon footprint of Australia's transportation sector. The Honourable Chris Bowen, the Minister for Climate Change and Energy, states that the plan endeavours to allow the public to have a better choice of electric vehicles and encourage greater use of cleaner, cheaper to run vehicles. Catherine King, Minister for Infrastructure, Transport, Regional Development and Local Governments, believes it will send a strong message to the global car industry, which when it comes to transport technology, Australia will no longer settle for less. The deal also looks good for the consumer's pocket. On average, putting energy efficiency standards on vehicles has saved drivers between $500 and $600 a year globally. A win-win for motorists. The move towards energy efficiency standards and carbon reduction targets is a crucial step in addressing the global climate crisis and meeting the goals of the Paris Agreement. As one of the world's largest emitters of greenhouse gases per capita, Australia has a significant role to play in reducing global emissions and promoting sustainable development. The National Electric Vehicle Strategy is a positive step forward in this direction, and it is hoped that it will be followed by further measures to address the urgent need for climate action. Tune in to Panorama next week as I talk to Terry Martin, a journalist and production editor from carsales.com, on the implications of these standards and what consumers might need to know more about as we go into the future with these standards in place.